Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Winston and I were just having a conversation there during the commercial break about what a great show, in our unbiased opinion, of course, this has been. Welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live installment of the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards, of course, coming to you from AM 1380, WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee. Also transmitting via satellite to the AM/FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network, and also simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Anytime you have Reverend Ted Pike on, it's one of those shows you want to circle and be sure to revisit in the broadcast archives. As I was saying to Winston, and I, of course, make mention of it every time he appears, I don't know if it's just something about the tone of voice or the silky smooth way in which he delivers his message and articulates his thoughts, but Reverend Ted Pike is a true treasure for our people, ladies and gentlemen. It's easy to see why, as I said, he's our all-time leader in guest appearances. Another incredible interview tonight. He covers subject matter that is vitally important. And, of course, you know, a lot of credit has to also go to Winston, who conducted the interview while I was updating the website to reflect Hutton Gibson's statement about the global media attention that has resulted from his appearance with us last week. It's just been a busy night in the cesspool tonight, Winston.
It has been, and thank you for your compliment on me conducting the interview. You're just saying that because you know it's true, but the fact is, Reverend Pike is one of the easiest interviews we do. The man has done his research. He has paid the price. He is convinced. He is sincere, and even more than that, he is right. And it's hard to not be attracted to a man who is right and is convinced of it. He's paid the price, and he keeps coming back. And you said it rightly, James. He is a treasure in this movement. When the history of this movement is written by objective historians, Ted Pike will figure prominently, and we owe him a lot. Most people out there don't know how much we owe that man, and there's going to come a day. It might be on the other side when the heroes of the faith are going to be called up to show themselves, and Ted Pike is going to be right there among them.
Yes, he will. Absolutely. Well, Winston, did you have any final commentary? I mean, you know, an hour with Reverend Ted Pike, I guess we always say the shows go by quickly, but an hour with Reverend Ted Pike, I mean, truly in the snap of a fingers, it has come and gone, because he is just so riveting. And we really didn't even get into all of the articles that I had slated for discussion this evening with Ted, but we didn't waste a single second either. I know we've got to move on to other matters this hour, and we've got a lot to talk about this hour, but is there anything you wanted to say in closing, just to kind of put the bow on that interview with Reverend Ted Pike? And by the way, folks, if you missed any of it, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and check our broadcast archives. You need to pass that one along to your friends.
And also go to www.truthtellers.org and read the three articles about which we're talking. And while you're going to websites, order your copy of Racism and Speciesism by James Edwards by going to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Available for how much?
Available at $24.95, plus shipping and handling.
Hey, Winston just jacked up the price. I guess he thinks that's his cut for...
But James, what I wanted to say to put a bow on the interview, as you say, is ever since the Jews took the life of Jesus Christ, nailed him to a cross, ever since then, they have been trying to control the media. While he hung on that cross, they wanted, Pilate had a sign nailed at the top of Jesus' cross that said, "I am the King of the Jews," or the King of the Jews. I can't remember which. But the Jews didn't like that, so they didn't like that media. So they went to Pilate and they demanded that he change the sign to say, "He said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" And Pilot, to his credit, refused to do it. At least at that point, he recognized the truth. I think the man recognized the truth all through the proceedings. But, you know, there's that phrase, for fear of the Jews. And but at that point, he stood his ground, and he did us a favor. Jewish control of the media is nothing new. It has always been in process and in place.
Well, and Ted Pike, that's one of the articles to which Winston referred, the three articles that just really were burning up that we had to get him on right away to address, and Winston addressed two of them in depth. Reverend Ted Pike's article, 80 million Americans are anti-Semitic, according to the ADL, how ADL wants to outlaw Christians. That was the second article. And the third article, are Jews today guilty for the crucifixion? And Reverend Ted Pike really offers a fair and balanced assessment to that question, mm-hmm. or a fair and balanced answer to that question. The answer is no, if they renounce the sins of their ancestors and refuse to be a part of it, either verbally or through their silence. No, they're not guilty for the crucifixion. But if they are silent, echo the sentiments of their ancestors, then yes, that blood curse does still hang over their heads, in the opinion of Reverend Pike. Anyway, all of that is at his website, truthtellers.org. We encourage you to check it out. Coming up fast on a commercial break, so I guess we'll just go ahead and get started here, and we'll spend a little more time in the second hour, a little more time in the next segment talking about it. But Winston, unless you've been living on another planet this week, anybody that, you know, is in the political cesspool's atmosphere is aware that a certain global news story has come about as a result of our interview with Hutton Gibson last week. And we've mentioned it a couple of times already. And I mean, newspapers all over the world have covered a couple of passages, a couple of sentences that Hutton uttered on this show last week. You know, newspapers in Russia, in Ireland, Germany, United Kingdom, India, Canada, Australia, of course here in the United States, where it wasn't just newspapers, but various blogs, radio programs, Entertainment Tonight, and Jimmy Kimmel Live. It has just been really the biggest news story we've ever been a part of. So it's well documented on our website. Hutton Gibson just released a statement about it. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But first, Winston, what are your thoughts on the whole matter?
It has been almost comical to watch, James, and to read. Hutton Gibson made one point in that interview. He made numerous points in that interview, and yet one of them has been singled out for pilloring and skewering, and as right as it is, people just don't want to hear the truth. And you know, James, I'm at the Political Cesspool website right now, where you can read the article and also order your copy of Racism and Smashism at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org, $24.95 plus shipping and handling. But this article that Hutton Gibson has written is truly sizzling. You said it right. I thought you were just being hyperbolic there, but the fact is, this is something that you should read. And the last paragraph is one that I really like. It says, "The absolute worst of these criminals are those who hide their vices behind clerical robes, and any and all superiors who cover up their crimes instead of defrocking and persecuting them. And the worst of these superiors is the man in charge of dealing with the, quote, problem, unquote." And what struck me about that, James, was last night I took my family to dinner, and at the very nice restaurant to which I took them, there was a woman standing there wearing a skirt and wearing her clerical collar, and I just couldn't help but say, "Oh, well, there's a lesbian there, sporting a manly haircut and a clerical collar," and that is the bane of the church today. This was supposedly a Protestant minister. Look, all I can say is you need to read this article by Hutton Gibson that James has posted so expeditiously on our website. You need to read it, folks.
Well, we're going to cover it in depth, and then we're going to move on. We can't talk about last week's exploits forever. But I mean, truly, I don't think We're spending too much time talking about it tonight. In fact, perhaps not even enough. This has been an absolute worldwide media phenomenon that has resulted. And, of course, the reason is because he's Mel Gibson's father. And they were looking for anything slightly controversial to try to continue their crucifixion of Mel Gibson via his father. But nevertheless, Hutton Gibson was spot on last week. It was a great interview. Go back and catch it if you can, or when you can. You always can at our website where the broadcast archives are available on demand. But great statement. It's spot on by Hutton. We're going to cover that when we come back, and then we're going to move on to other matters. But, yeah, I loved how TMZ and all of these Hollywood gossip sites say they obtained the recording. All they did was go to the Political Cesspools archives. We'll talk more about it right after this.
We'll be back right after these messages.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Please understand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, we've been talking quite a bit about this very recently released statement to the press by Hutton Gibson, responding to the media attention that he has drawn since his appearance on our show last week. It is an incredible statement. It's spot on. Winston, I know you've got it pulled up there. Why don't you read it to the audience?
Okay. This is from Hutton Gibson, friends. Saturday, August 7 at 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, I participated in the broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. Asked whether I thought Pope Benedict XVI is a homosexual, I responded, I certainly do. I was amazed by the reaction in the press. It must have been a slow day, so a hardly uncommon opinion ballooned in the headlines. None of the media reacted much to what I had developed in the rest of the hour, to the fact that the Catholic Church has been infiltrated from the top by organized enemies bent on total destruction, not only of the church, but of all morality. Tolerance is the last virtue of a depraved society. When an immoral society has blatantly and proudly violated all the commandments, it insists upon one last virtue, tolerance for its immorality. It will not tolerate condemnation of its perversions. It creates a whole new world in which only the intolerant critic of intolerable evil is evil. And this is me talking, folks. That's a great line. You need to write that down.
That paragraph right there, Winston, was what really had me pumping my fist. He is absolutely dead accurate in his assessment, but there are read the rest.
Continuing on. Oh, by the way, folks, that's the very middle paragraph of it. It's kind of fortuitous or providential that it was placed there. Continuing on with the article. Sodomy and pederasty are among the vilest of perversions. They have no right to exist. Perpetrators of these crimes have no right to commit them, no right permitting their perversions, and no right whatsoever to an unsullied reputation. They are scum who must be exposed for the protection of the communities they infest. Their sole right is to an early cremation. The absolute worst of these criminals are those who hide their vices behind clerical robes and any and all superiors who cover up their crimes instead of defrocking and persecuting them. And the worst of these superiors is the man in charge of dealing with the, quote, problem, unquote.
Winston, as I wrote, and this article is featured at the top of our blog roll, if people want to read along for themselves, at thepoliticalcesspool.org. You can also find it at huttongibson.com, and I encourage you to go there and show him your support. He certainly has ours, and we have his. I've talked to him a couple of times this week since our interview with him last Saturday, and he's taking it all in stride, you know, in very good spirits about this. He's excited that he was able to reach, obviously, I mean, hundreds of millions of people at this point as a result of coming on our show and all of the publicity that has ensued as a result. But there's no way I could have said it better myself. His statement is just perfect. And he proves once again just why he commands our respect. And for all of those tracking this story, in that blog entry that I just posted to thepoliticalcesspool.org, Hutton Gibson releases public statements at the top of the list. I've included there also at the bottom of it a complete recounting of all of the blog article, blog postings we've put there to the website this week. So it's your one-stop shop for a Hutton Gibson recap. And I do want to make mention of this, though. You know, we mentioned that it's been on all of the Hollywood gossip pages, TMZ, Radar Online, which leaked the Mel Gibson audio. That they said they've obtained a new Gibson audio recording, and this time it's of Hutton Gibson. They obtained it, as I mentioned before break, by going to thepoliticalcesspool.org and going to the Liberty News broadcast archives. But anyway,
That sort of reminds me of the way the SPLC casts the information they get about the political cesspool. They usually say something like, in this exclusive report obtained by Heidi Beirich or by the intelligence report. And the fact is, folks, the SPLC is on our mailing list. Whatever we send out, they get. So they don't have to really work hard in order to get the information that we send out about the show. It goes right to their inbox. It's not like they have spies crawling all over the place at the political cesspool offices.
Well, you know, Winston, it's interesting that you bring them up, because in something that I'm sure they're embarrassed to find out, we were just mentioning all the people who have covered this, the Hollywood gossip pages, you know, local news, local affiliate television broadcasts, radio programs all across the country have been covering our interview with Hutton this week. Newspapers all over the world, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Entertainment Tonight, all of them, and not one of them mentioned us as the racist, anti-Semitic, neo-Nazi, blah, 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 all of these things that we're not, but that the SPLC attributes to us. Not one of these legitimate news outlets referred to us as such. They all mentioned this point blank. Hutton Gibson appeared on the Political Cesspool radio program. I saw one newspaper in Ireland, I believe it was Ireland, might have been London, said he appeared on the conservative radio program, the Political Cesspool. So they all mentioned us as the Political Cesspool. One mentioned us accurately, I might add, as a conservative radio program. Not any of them mentioned all of these derogatory adjectives that the SPLC uses to criticize us as. And I think that really is going to make them incensed that not only did the press treat us fairly, that they didn't go through them for the approval on these articles before they wrote them. The SPLC is not going to be happy with that at all. But as a result of all of this, we continue to be flooded by visitors who are coming to our website because of this event, which again has become a global news story. A lot of the folks have signed up for our email list and given us feedback. This is going to further incense the AD on the SPLC, given us feedback that they support our show now as a result of our program's mission statement. It's been positive feedback for all of the people who have come to our website as a result of this Hutton Gibson publicity. And for that, we are thankful. And again, we encourage you to stick with us, ladies and gentlemen. Support the people who are standing up to preserve Western civilization. We're doing it. Hutton Gibson does it also, and he deserves and has certainly earned your support as well. So go give him a pat on the back at huttongibson.com and stick around for all the latest news at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And, of course, you're encouraged to tune in every night, every Saturday night here on the Liberty News Radio Network, where we give you another live installment. So, Winston, all's well that ends well.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that, James. I noticed some of the sites and shows that were featuring this story, and these are supposed to be Hollywood gossip shows. They're supposed to be things of that sort, entertainment sites and shows. And yet here they are covering this article, this story. And it is not a Hollywood story. It is a political story. It is a story about politics, really. And you got to wonder why these Hollywood gossip shows are covering a political story. And the fact is, folks, these Hollywood gossip sites, these Hollywood entertainment shows, they are political shows, whether they will admit it or not. They are political in every sense of the word. Their goal is to obtain and exercise power for the purveyors of their beliefs. So that's why they were all over this. And yes, a lot of it was due to the fact that Hutton Gibson is Mel Gibson's esteemed father, honored father. But the fact is, nothing that comes out of Hollywood is sheer entertainment. Everything that comes out of Hollywood has a purpose. It has a political purpose, and that political purpose is to obtain and exercise power.
Winston, you, like Hutton, are spot on. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to let it lie. I don't think there's much more we can add to this. But, again, if you're interested in tracking the story, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. And before you buy Racism Schmacism, of course, check out that top article on the blog roll, Hutton Gibson Releases a Statement. We'll be back right after this.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages. Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program, where history is made each and every week. And we're actually going to talk about a couple of political related matters here as soon as Winston says this one final fleeting thought. Winston?
James, I didn't tell you what I wanted to say here, but I feel like I have to say this. Folks, I come into every broadcast of the Political Cesspool wanting to do my very best, and for the most part, I end my time on the broadcast feeling pretty good about my contribution. I mean, how can you go wrong? You have Keith Alexander. Sometimes you have Eddie the Bombardier Miller and Bill Rowland. How can you go wrong? And of course, you have James Edwards there, the founder of the show and the man who has really guided this show through its evolution and its success. But you try to feel good about everything you do, and I do feel good about every show that we do. But I just have to say, James, that this one has just been exceptional. This has been what the cesspool is about. And, I think a lot of the credit for that goes to your vision of what you wanted this, broadcast to be and, assembling the team that you assembled over the years. And, I just wanted to tell you, I wanted to express my thanks to you for what you've done with this broadcast and the sacrifices you've made. Folks, you do not know the sacrifice that James Edwards made to make this show what it is. And I'm not going to go into it because it's personal, but the man has sacrificed. He has paid the price. And I want you to know that I love the man, and I want you to love him too. And again, when the history of this movement is written, James Edwards is going to be up there with the heroes, along with the likes of Reverend Ted Pike. And so, James, I just wanted to thank you for, enduring me as your co-host for these past 6 years or so, and looking forward to even more years with you.
Well, Winston, honestly, and in all sincerity, I mean, we have such a great, fellowship here that we are like brothers, and as brothers, we rib each other and joke around on each other from time to time. But at the end of the day, everything that Winston just said is felt between all of us. And sincerely, Winston, that was heartfelt and touching. And from the bottom of my heart, I'm thankful for that. And it has been just such a remarkable ride and continues to be such a remarkable ride. Each year, it seems to get bigger and better. And of course, at the end of the day, I mean, I had a vision, I guess you could say, in terms of, there was a void out there. There was no mainstream radio entity that was addressing issues from a truly paleo-conservative point of view. There was no mainstream broadcast out there that was talking about the taboo issues or the issues that have been declared taboo, certainly not taboo on this show, but issues of racial animus and issues of Jewish power and influence, issues that, certainly our people should hear a unique voice on, and that no one was providing that voice. So, I created the show in 2004 and had no idea if it would last a week or a month or a year. And now here we are in 2010. And it's certainly, though, due to the people that, that work for this radio program. And we have a great division of labor here. We are the sum of all of our parts, and the biggest part is, of course, our listening audience. You know, it costs quite a considerable amount of money for us to keep this radio program on the air, and those costs are subsidized by the listeners out there who keep us going through their financial considerations, their donations, their contributions. And, folks, we need them. I mean, you know, we wouldn't have made it that first week or that first month or that first year without you. We certainly wouldn't have made it 6 years. And now, you know, I think, you know, this summer, what a summer. Constant media attention. That's you. You know, when you see the political cesspool making news, when you see our issues being advanced because of the work we do on air, take credit for it. Without your support, we wouldn't be able to do it. You are the reason that Hutton Gibson is in the news this week. You know, if you really want to boil it down to its lowest common denominator, everything, every accomplishment that the political cesspool garners is a direct result to the listener support we receive from those of you who are tuned in tonight and those of you who have stood with us over the years. And as much as you have contributed to the success that we've enjoyed, you've got to continue to contribute in order for us to continue to move forward. And we ask that you consider doing that tonight. ThePoliticalCesspool.org is our website. I know Winston was just doing that completely off the cuff, and so am I right now. But, it, you know, we hate to ask, but it must be reminded that the accomplishments that we have enjoyed are as a result of you, but we still must have your support going into the future because we have much more planned, I assure you. We can continue to do things bigger and better, and we're going to continue to stand on the front lines of this culture war. We're going to continue to combat the enemy without retreat, surrender, or apology, so long as you stand with us. And to do that tonight, you can go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, make a donation securely via credit card or buy a book or whatever you want to do to help us out. And we will continue to serve as your voice here on the radio airwaves and in the court of public opinion, and we're honored to do it. And again, Winston, thank you for what you said. I could tell that came from the heart, and I'm deeply appreciative.
Well, I hope I said it just like you told me to.
You did get the email, right? You got the email. You got the email just in that last second.
Right. James didn't know I was going to say that. In fact, during the break, I said, I want to say something, but I don't want to tell you what it is because it'd make your big bald head even bigger and balder. And
I told him, make my head bigger is possible, but making a balder is nature won't allow. Nature's already done that for me. But I do want to say this, and I know we got to get on to something that you're really chomping at the bit to share with folks, Winston. It's important. But I saw this, and we had a little moment of sincerity, so that must be counterbalanced with a moment of laughter and comedy. But I never pay attention to these smut tabloids, these Hollywood gossip things, unless they're talking about us, which coincidentally they were last week. And so I was going to TMZ and these other sites because people were telling me, "Yo, look here, you know, they're talking about the cesspool here. Oh, look here, they're talking." And so, you know, we started doing a little inventory there. But, and by the way, you'll probably be reading about the Hutton Gibson political cesspool interview at the supermarket rack this coming week. So stay tuned for that. But I was at TMZ.
Kardashian.
Yeah, James Edwards and Hutton Gibson, right next to the Kim Kardashian.
I'm imagining a picture.
Yeah. And whatever.
I'm sorry.
Kim Kardashian, whatever black athlete she's dating this week. But here's the thing. I was at TMZ. Speaking of black athletes, by the way, I was at TMZ because of this big Hollywood gossip site, as you know, reading about myself. And I saw this. It said, LeBron James pays rabbi six figures for spiritual guidance. Now, we actually put this on the political cesspool site. LeBron James pays rabbi six figures for spiritual guidance. Now, as I said, I think the title of that article says it all without the need for any further commentary from us. But if you go to our website, you can click the picture there to see there's a picture of LeBron and this rabbi holding hands that they kind of think about it. And The article from TMZ reads, TMZ has obtained this exclusive photo, just like they obtained the exclusive audio of the interview with Hutton from our website. They've obtained this exclusive photo of LeBron James in a business meeting earlier today with Rabbi Yosef Pinto, a man known around New York as Rabbi to the Stars. Sources involved with the meeting tell us that LeBron had hired the rabbi for spiritual guidance for a big merchandising meeting that took place on a private yacht somewhere off the coast of New York a couple of days ago. Now, this rabbi speaks only Hebrew, but he has met with all sorts of business moguls in the past and is considered by some to be a spiritual guide who consults on business matters. Okay, so he gets paid six figures for spiritual guidance for a single meeting. He doesn't speak English, only Hebrew. What, Winston, and we got 30 seconds to break. What could LeBron James have possibly gotten from this rabbi to warrant that kind of lavish expense? I mean, this is sick. This is just sick. This is a sick story.
Well, I mean, what could he have, these people have been drinking their bathwater or breaking rocks with their head or something. To get spiritual guidance from a guy who doesn't even speak their language. Oh, jeez. More money than brains.
For more details, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. We're going to wrap up the show with Winston Smith's got something prepared for you that you're going to enjoy. Stay tuned. Yeah.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages. We've got to get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me. If I didn't tell her, I didn't. Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Well, Winston went off the reservation and started tugging on my heartstrings that last segment, and we ended up with a pretty good segment, but it just wasn't on the agenda. And Winston, I know you had some commentary prepared for the last half hour of this show that we're now going to have to condense into about 10 minutes, but can you do it?
No problem. That's what we do here at the Political Cesspool. We condense for the condensers.
That's right. And this was actually a story we covered last week. I think Keith Alexander and I mentioned it. It's a national news story. It's been on our website as well, our opinions and analysis on it. But Winston wants to provide his unique commentary on the matter, and it's a big one. It's a serial killing spree.
That's not a national news story anymore, James, because of Dr. Laura, and I'm sure the community of Africans in America are breathing a sigh of relief and thanking their lucky stars that Dr. Laura went off on her little inward rant, if you want to call it that, because it took attention off them trying to defend the indefensible, which is one of their own, a black guy named Omar Thornton. We all know that name, of course, who was caught stealing beer and selling it from his employer. And when he was confronted with it, he decided to take matters into his own hands and pump hot lead into eight white people, murdering them, and then calling 911 claiming that he did it because they were racists. Now, as I followed this story through its evolution, I became more and more disgusted because, James, what was happening was that the media was blaming these white people for this black guy killing them. The media was essentially saying they had it coming to them and they deserved it. And there is no other conclusion to which you can come, folks, if you look at the coverage. They are saying that Omar Thornton was telling the truth. These people were racist, and they deserved to die. Well, as I was following the coverage, I just scribbled down notes as each story came up, and I didn't organize them into any order because it was a busy work week for me. James, we're not like the SPLC or the ADL. We don't get paid for doing what we do here. We do have families to support, and I have a job, and I have to apply my trade. But anyhow, I just scribbled down some things that I want people to keep in mind as the story develops, and it is going to develop because I firmly believe there's going to be a lawsuit. I think the family of Omar Thornton is going to file a lawsuit. As ridiculous as that sounds, I think they're going to do it because, frankly, there's money to be made in accusing white people of racism. And this mud shark, this white woman who was shacking up with Omar Thornton, she's going to find out just how tolerant the family of Omar Thornton is when there are questions of money involved. They're going to throw her out on her ear because where there's money involved, they're not going to want this uppity white woman to get a dime of it. But anyhow, James, the points that I scribbled down are this. This guy, Omar Thornton, is being given a pass for murdering these white people because we expect no better behavior from them. That we expect them to behave this way so we don't hold them to the same standards to which we hold ourselves. If we're offended, we're not going to go on a shooting rampage like that. And if one of our own kind does, we're not going to justify him for crying out loud. In this case, this black guy pumped hot lead into a bunch of people and murdered eight of them, and he is being justified for it. They're saying it was okay. Now, this guy was carrying guns in his lunchbox. That's where he got the guns from. He's carrying them with him. I don't know what the gun laws are in Connecticut, but that's a liberal state. And I doubt that their gun laws are as permissive as they are, say, in Texas or Tennessee. So this guy was already breaking the law by carrying guns illegally. And yet his word is being given the weight of gospel truth. He was a criminal to begin with because he was carrying concealed weapons. Furthermore, he was a liar. He was selling beer that he had stolen from his employer. He was getting money for property that wasn't his own. That in itself is lying. He was saying, this is my property. I'm going to sell it to you. So he was lying. And yet when he gets on the phone with 911 and says, these are racist people, here we have a criminal and a confirmed liar saying something and is believed. Why should we believe anything that Omar Thornton says or did say? Let's see. Another point I wrote down is if some of the white people at that beer distributorship had been carrying guns, perhaps some of them would still be alive.
Good point.
The fact is what stopped Omar Thornton's killing spree was his own gun. And you remember the Long Island shooter, James, that guy who got on that subway and he shot all those people?
All right.
He stopped shooting only when the door opened and the police rushed in and put guns on him. It was the presence of more guns that kept more people from dying. Let's see. What else did I write down? I got to hurry here. In all the cacophony about this incident, the one voice you haven't heard is that of Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Now, here's a guy who has taken great risk and made great lengths, great leaps in logic in justifying the bad behavior of Africans in America. Yet he is staying away from this one. Now, we know that Barack Hussein Obama hates white people. It's not even debatable anymore. We know that. It's demonstrable. It's provable. Don't send me a bunch of emails saying, well, you can't get into his mind, know what he's thinking. Well, yes, I can. Barack Hussein Obama hates white people. And yet he has been silent on this issue. He has been silent on what happened in Connecticut, at least publicly, that is. And since we know that he hates white people, I think that we can probably guess pretty accurately what he is thinking about it in private. He's probably darn happy about it. Let's see. This is not the first time that Africans in America and their enablers have blamed white victims for their murderous crimes. How many ways did the media try to blame Shannon and Chris for the Knoxville horror? They tried to say, the media said, Well, they were probably going there to buy drugs. I heard one report say that. Well, I'm not going to say what it is. It was very vulgar what they said about Shannon. But the point is that even in the Knoxville Horror, they were trying to blame the victims when they were carjacked, kidnapped, raped, tortured, and murdered. This has been going on as far as I can remember, and I started becoming aware of such things back in, I think it was 1999 or 2000, when Melissa McLaughlin in North Charleston, South Carolina, was kidnapped, raped, tortured, and murdered. So this is not the first time, but again, we give this guy a pass because we expect no better from him. Let me see, what else have I written here? Well, James, the end of it all is, I know we're coming on the end of the segment, but the end of it is, because what we are being told is that even if this guy was subjected to harassment, that was worse than him murdering these people. In other words, the words they used were worse than the bullets that he pumped into their bodies. The same thing happened with the Gaza aid ship. The solution to that, Obama's solution to that was that he fired Helen Thomas because she said some disparaging remarks about the Jews in the wake of the Gaza relief ship attack. They could not abide that she said something bad about the Jews because that was worse than the Jews pumping hot lead into the skulls of those people. And when Dr. Laura went into her little soliloquy there using the N-word, that replaced the Omar Thornton story because what Dr. Laura said was more offensive than the fact that this black guy had taken guns and murdered 8 white people. Folks, my point in all this is there's no living with them. If you don't want to live around them, then you're a racist. If you do live around them, then you might get killed, and as you're laid bleeding, you're going to be blamed for being killed. James?
Ladies and gentlemen, freedom of speech reigns here on the Political Cesspool, and we practice it each and every Saturday night. But for now, we're out of time, so you're going to have to stay tuned until we come back with you next Saturday. Until then, live life the way we do, without retreat, surrender, or apology for the entire Political Cesspool staff, including Keith Alexander, Winston Smith, Bill Rowland, and Eddie Miller. I'm James Edwards. Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.